The snow on the tree and the presents look so real, but it's all just fake. Where's the real Christmas?
The real Christmas is what we celebrate when we trust Jesus as our Savior. Only 14 more days until Christmas. This is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. I can't wait for Christmas. But let me ask you, are you excited about Christmas just because you might get some presents? Or are you glad about Jesus coming to earth as a baby? Now, there's nothing wrong with presents, but don't forget what really matters. We celebrate Christmas because God sent His Son Jesus to give us eternal life. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says this, "Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift." And now for our story today. It's entitled, "A Fake Christmas." "It's so pretty," said 5-year-old Julia as she stood at the rope barricade and stared in wonder at the shiny balls, glittering stars, and sparkling snow on a Christmas tree at the mall. "Is the snow on the Christmas tree real?" "No," said Julia's older sister Dakota. "It comes in a spray can, and you just spray it on." "It looks so real," said Julia, disappointed. "Who are all the presents under the tree for?" "They're not real presents," said Dakota. "They're empty boxes wrapped to look like presents, just part of the decorations. They're supposed to get people in the mood to buy Christmas presents." Julia could hardly believe that the beautifully wrapped boxes were empty. She wanted to reach over the barricade, pick one up, and shake it. Back home, Julia told her mother about the tree. "The snow looked so real, and the presents did too, but Dakota says they're just empty boxes. Are they really?" "I'm afraid so," said Mom. "Even though they're covered in shiny paper and colorful bows, there's nothing inside." "That's sad," said Julia. "It's not real at all. It's a fake Christmas." "In a way it is," said Mom. "And we wouldn't want to celebrate a fake Christmas, would we? Not at the mall and not at our house." "At our house?" Julia giggled. "We don't wrap empty boxes and put them under the tree." "No," said Mom. "But if we're not careful, the things we do to celebrate Christmas, all the parties and gifts and decorations, can distract us from the real reason we celebrate Christmas, Jesus coming to earth to save us from sin. He's the true gift of Christmas, and without Him, Christmas is empty, just like one of those empty boxes wrapped in pretty paper." "So is it bad to do those things, like giving each other presents or decorate the house?" Julia asked. "Of course not," said Mom. "But those things are like the pretty paper we use to wrap the gifts we give each other. It's not the gift itself. And all the fun things we do at Christmas point us to the real reason we celebrate, God sending His Son to the world to save us and give us eternal life." So how about you? Do you celebrate the real reason for Christmas, or do you just focus on buying gifts or getting presents? At Christmas, we celebrate God giving us the best present ever, Himself. He sent Jesus to save us from sin so we could have eternal life with Him. If you haven't received that gift, do it today by trusting in Jesus. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, get your parents' permission first, and then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse for today is Romans 6:23.
"The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord."
And our key thought for the day, celebrate the true gift of Christmas. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio to spread the gospel around the world. You can do that by giving a $5 monthly donation today at keysforkids.net and click donate. Well, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.